Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 BigSoftTitty.png. Oh, baby, we're potting. Damn, cat scratching himself right next to me. I'm going to try and get some of that on the mic.
Oh, he stopped. He knew. You ever see that show, Scat Scratch? Do you want to start again?
I think that's.
Do you ever see that show, Cat Scratch?
No, we're going to start.
Do you ever see that show, Cat Scratch?
No.
It went. The theme song went la 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 la. Cat Scratch.
All right, we're going to start again.
No.
All right, we're back and we're
podding. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to BigSoftTitty.png, the only podcast with Tom Walker and Demi Leidner on it every week. All the other podcasts have turned us down. Can only have us
That's
every now
true.
And again because we are too funny.
That's
too
not
true. Too cool.
That's not
too, too fun.
That's not true.
And too easy on the eye to subject their listenership to every week. Their subscribers would leave in droves if they were subjected to Tom Walker and Demi Leidner every week because they would hurt their ears.
Because their eyes feel too good?
Because it feels too good.
Because their eyes feel
Let's
too good?
Let's start again.
Okay.
All right, we're back.
Welcome to the podcast. Dumb Duck. Dumb Walk. Let's start again.
That was genuine.
Yeah, let's start again.
You just tried to say your own name and ended up with Dumb Duck.
Start again. Welcome to the Welcome to BigSoftTitty.png.
Hey.
With Tom Walker and Demi Leidner. Hey.
Come on in. Won't you pull up a chair? The fire's crackling. The mead is
crackling. And that's not normal, actually, so I wouldn't drink the mead. Here's what's a funny story that happened to me.
Great.
What looked out across the balcony,
mm.
I was eavesdropping on our across-the-road neighbours on their balcony.
You love to do that.
And the woman
A common
was
interaction we have is you are stood at the balcony staring just directly into someone else's house, and I will tell you to stop doing that, and you'll say, no, they haven't noticed yet. And I'll say, yeah, that's the best time to stop doing it, and also it's not a good reason to keep doing it.
The woman was crying.
Great.
Do you want to start again?
No, I'm really interested in this fucking rear window reboot of front window that you've worked out. It's so good.
I think
Tell
this
us more
rear
about
window
this crying woman you see. The people are tuning into this for a boost in their mood,
this
Demi.
This is going to start with me spying on our neighbors and I'm going to end up with a broken leg.
Mm, great. We're going to really reinvent the form by ending with Demi in a wheelchair. And weirdly, just looking at a wall because we can't afford a window anymore because we've been kicked out of our old house for being perverts.
Rear window? Bloody more like rear loser-do. You see that movie?
Mm.
He had a bad time in there.
There's not many winners in that movie. Have you seen the remake they did of that with, I think, Christopher Reeve or something?
Who's that?
It's the man who played Superman, then fell off a horse and broke his neck and was paraplegic. But they cast him in that after that happened, and it was.
Did they really?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty weird.
Hmm.
It's a strange movie. It feels like they were like, can we make the?
That's pretty rough.
Yeah. Anyway, we are, of course, a movie and pop culture podcast. Demi, what are some movies you've been watching? Right now, you and I have been tearing our way through Gigolos, which is a fantastic series.
It's pretty depressing.
Yeah, I've noticed that your eyes have kind of listed slowly to the ground and you're refusing to make eye contact with me.
Well, you know that I don't want to be here.
Yeah, you feel very sad. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I'm looking at my notes here for the episode and it says, Demi feels bad, not just today, but especially today. Seems you're depressed.
Yeah.
Whoa! Just before, when I was helping you set up for your Zoom therapy session, you knocked a whole cup of coffee over.
Onto my phone.
Yeah.
It didn't really hit anything else. It just went on my phone.
And then what happened in that therapy session, Demi? Lay it on us.
Somebody interrupted my therapist and she had to go out to her car to finish the session.
Oh, that's good. That's always a good sign when the person who's fixing your problems is doing so not from inside an office, but a car.
Yeah.
Can't wait for her to go to bed in that car thinking, wow, I really did some good advice that over the phone.
Yeah, because once she gets in her house and she tries to go to bed in her bed, someone's going to knock on the door and be like, actually, I had this bed booked.
Mm.
So then she'll go out to her car.
Mm.
And I guess Zoom me while she's going to sleep.
Hopefully. Have you ever watched one of those broadcasts of people sleeping?
Why would I do that?
They're supposed to be relaxing. But
why?
Then you immediately are like, well, the only other times you'd be doing this is if you're protecting or hunting people. And the static angle of this does not make me feel like a protector. I feel like if I was a protector, I would be not focusing solely on the person.
Yeah.
You know?
You want to focus from whence the person is to see the outdoors where the danger lie.
You got it. You want to be pointing away from the fire.
Yeah, you don't want to see them as they're being attacked.
No.
That's just you watching a snuff video holding a baseball bat.
That's right, Demi. I freaking hate when I'm watching a snuff video holding my baseball bat.
Do you want to start again?
Sure. Welcome to BigSoftTD.png. Demi Lardner on the microphone with me, Tom Walker, and we are redefining what it means to be...
Study.
Welcome to BigSoftTD.png.
Welcome to
Tom Walker and Demi Lardner.
I interrupted you. Welcome to BigSoftTD.png podcast with...
With a depressed little goblin and her big companion. And we talked about this on the podcast, the person who came up to you
at Lossiton.
Yes. So let's talk about this.
Yeah, there's a person, she worked there, her name was Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe Deborah.
Doesn't have to be mutually exclusive. She could be a Deborah whose name is also Debbie.
Is that not the part of the story you meant?
I was kind of figuring we'd trundle on down the road after that stop. I didn't view that as the ending of the story, no.
She came up and she was like, are you the comedian with the tall?
Great.
That was what she asked.
Mm.
She did the tall motion with her hand.
And you, of course, are the comedian with the tall.
Yeah.
Mm, with the tall tales.
Yeah.
You love to riff, and I know there are some Porkies sprinkled in those anecdotes, but I'm not begrudging you them, because gosh, they make us laugh.
Porky Pigs, my favorite impression to do.
Go ahead and lay it on us.
Bee, bo, bee, bo, bee, bo, bee, that's all. Guys.
Well, the backboard's... completely off the stand on that one. That slam dunk has led to the ball buried in the court. No bounce left in the thing. Oh, Demi sad. But Demi has to podcast. Put on the smile, clown. Dance, dance, dance.
Here I am.
There
dancing.
You go. I tried to look at some
Come
stuff.
Come do this tango with me, honey.
Oh, it takes two to tango. Good thing there's one here and one over there, which if I'm doing my maths right, makes carry the one too. And carrying the one is what I'll be doing at a very dangerous portion of the tango.
Yeah, where you grasp me by the skull and spin my body around the room
from
the head.
Doing a very skull-grasping-based version of the tango.
Not only are you spinning on the spot, but you're also jerking your arms backwards and forwards, really telescoping my spine as you spin my body by its own weight around the room.
That's right.
I stundled over that word. Can we start again?
Yeah. All right, Demi.
Yeah.
Welcome to BigSoftTitty.png. I was trying to look for some stuff to talk about this week, and all the internet rabbit holes I went down were too depressing. I found one thing.
Well, you failed. Put your penis in the mosquito tank.
Oh, boy.
Go on.
Oh, geez. After they've gotten the blood out, it turns out they get to the cum, and that feels even worse somehow.
Yep. They get these big, fat, cummy skeets.
Mm. They keep hitting me up for freaking alimony.
Yeah, that's funny.
Thank you.
What would a baby that's half you, half a mosquito look like, do you think?
Could probably find that out just by getting you pregnant, you tiny little bloodsucker.
It's funny.
You filthy little insect. It's a good... You are a disgusting little blight.
Yes, 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 yes. Degrade me,
imagine
degrade
if that
me,
was
rub
one of...
me in the mud, rub me in the mud, I'm a worm, I'm a worm.
Imagine if that was one of the plagues of Egypt, you know. Moses is like, well, you will suffer three plagues. The first plague, you know, all the crops die or what have you. Second plague, but no, they add an extra corner. One of the corners of the pyramid goes.
Yep.
And the fourth plague, they're like, all right, well, we should be getting off pretty.
It's my only comedy.
Where is the Pharaoh's grave? I found one thing on r slash.
One of the plagues was just
go
like,
ahead. I was done with the sentence. I'm so glad that you figured it out.
What if one of those plagues was just like, hey, did anybody notice these huge fucking triangles? What the fuck? My house was there. It's a big triangle now.
Huh. I guess I went away for a while to Nubia to trade, obviously, and it turns out that where I used to live, there's a pyramid, and I guess my house is the Pharaoh's house in the afterlife now because he's buried with it.
Yeah.
This stinks.
I used to think about what if you got buried in the triangle?
Hmm.
And you had, like, they would, like, leave you with food and shit, right?
That's right. They would bury the Pharaoh with food and shit. My personal fantasy was always to break in there and die and just turn up in the afterlife as his property. Like, you've got to tolerate me now. Like, I don't have anywhere to put this shitty little thing.
You just lay the handle of a leash in his hand and put the collar around your neck.
Yeah. And then finally, it's the second I pass away, I materialize in the afterlife.
Yeah.
There's a record scratch moment.
Yeah.
You know?
And they all go, pervert.
Thoth or whatever is like,
yeah.
He uses his big ibis beak to stop the record.
Yeah. He's DJing.
Yeah.
Wiki, wiki, wiki.
That's right. The one thing I found on the internet this week was a post from Circumcision Grief, the subreddit where men gather to talk about their circumcisions. And it was a short post being like, hey guys, I don't want to detract from the current moment, and I believe that Black Lives Matter. Do we think that we could work circumcisions into the protests at all? He's like, yes, I believe that police violence is inherent and is far more affecting to African Americans. However, this is the amount of children that die from infections from circumcisions, and it was a whole thing. Yeah,
my God,
bunch of guys there who were like, "Well, the only thing wrong with my life is the missing foreskin." And in fact, it's like, "Well, you know, I think your problem is that when you were 16 or 17, your parents, out of your control, decided to chop off a part of your dick."
16 or 17.
That's a lot of the stories on there. Yeah.
Why didn't they fucking do it when they're a baby?
Sometimes you miss them, babies wriggling around. It's too fast. You can't pin it around, it keeps wiggling. Yeah.
Cut off their ear. You're like, it's not what I wanted.
It's not what I freaking wanted.
It is more hygienic.
I want a little
they just don't
foreskin.
Have
skin. Yeah.
It's just easier because then you don't have to clean in the folds. He's not gonna do it, so.
Yeah. It'd be good if we just
more
cut
hygienic.
Off, cut off.
Why don't we cut off other parts of our body to make it more hygienic?
I would
cut off that asshole.
This is honest. I would love to get rid of these balls. Because I still have a foreskin. It can get grotty if you don't wash under there.
Well, but you should
the key
just
is to
wash
under
it.
There. Yeah, you can get phimosis, which will prevent you from washing under there. But then you have to stretch it out in a very humiliating way. But
you had that.
I did indeed, Demi. I did indeed. I had a high and tight turtleneck on my particular little donga. Seeing that thing without its sock on. What a surprise when I finally did that when I was 18 or 19.
There was a particular jumper that Buffy the Vampire Slayer was wearing a few episodes ago that I imagine looked a little bit like your weird, tight foreskin.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Remember that one?
Thinking about me. Yeah, the one that it was just like a... It looked like she was sticking her head through like a hole in a wall.
Yeah.
Like it didn't... The neckline was so strong and starched that it formed like a perfect circle.
Yeah.
Like a fence around her neck that it was looked like people... They were trying to keep people away, which I guess that'd be good around vampires.
It kind of looked like an old video game jumper. Like it was made out of polygons and they were like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. What does that look like? What's a jumper like? You know?
Yeah. It definitely doesn't look like a jumper you design with like, yeah, you know, jumper.
Kind of looked like they were trying to find a secret way to stop her biting the stitches that she got from the vet. This is a bad podcast.
No, it's good podcast, Demi.
Oh, okay.
See? And see how easy it is when you're positive? You don't need that fucking therapist. Kick it to the curb. All you need is old Timbo here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you're feeling better already.
Yeah, you should get a therapist.
Yeah, you should smile more, you know? Woo!
Yeah.
How you feeling, Bob?
Did you say Bob?
Bub.
You just call me Bob?
I called you Bob.
You just call me the thing that a buoy does in the ocean?
Yeah, you're right.
Is that again?
Seems like a good idea.
Welcome to BigSoftTitty.png. Tom's a little bit depressed this week, so we're just going to try and soldier on.
But I'm sad.
Well, that's just too bad.
But my buoyne has so many winkles. Ooh, I want to be happy. But do I?
Is that what you think I...
I just love frowning so much.
It is fun. You've fucking done it.
Yeah, it's actually great. It also uses more muscles than smiling.
Yeah, so you get a beefed up face. You get abadabas on your eyeballs. Yeah.
Oh, that would be so good. I'd love to have that. Or just like one of those thick, awful forearm veins just directly across my eye.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, why do you want a forearm vein on your eye?
Forearm full. But that's like my go-to thing of thinking like a vascularity that is very uncomfortable to look at is when buff guys who kind of curate those striations in their bodies end up with just a forearm that looks like, you know, you're trying to fucking just pack zigzags in there.
Yeah.
It looks like they've just got... It looks like you've wrapped like just tight-fitting... suction leather over a bundle of twigs.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, it looks so crazy.
Forearms, a zigzag farm.
You got it, Demi. But, like, I don't know. I think if I had to be veiny in one place, I haven't seen, like, a super veiny chest. I guess because there's not much use for the blood around there.
So if you were going to be real veiny in a place that you would pick chest?
Maybe the back.
Yeah.
Maybe back would be fun because that then it's, like, a nice surprise to people.
Yeah.
You know?
Teeth.
Maybe one leg. One real veiny leg.
Fingernails.
So then it just pumps all the blood real hard through to the other one, and then the other one doesn't have to really work that hard.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's cool. What about just the fingertips? All the veins are in there.
Fingertips is great, and I do like what you said about fingernails. Is it true that if you grow your fingernails so long, they like have blood running through them?
No.
Okay, good. Because that was the thing that I always heard as a kid, is when you grow your fingernails like... You know those guys who have, like, the world's record fingernails?
Yeah. Or girls.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's 2020. Women can have the world's longest fingernails, too. And they probably do. These broads
these dames,
love those.
They love those fingernails.
These dames.
Have these talons.
Yeah.
Getting them shined or whatever.
You fucking love
getting
it.
Get them poached or whatever they fucking do with their
There's
shops.
There's nothing broads love more than really growing these things out.
Yeah.
Letting them hit the floor. These dames love to take off their driving gloves and hear that thud as their fingernails slam onto that tiled floor that's of the nail salon.
That's what they like.
No, I'm not getting a trim or anything. I'm just here to show you what you're missing out on. All the nail techs like...
Idiots. Stupid idiots.
What I wouldn't give. Get my hands on those hands.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
The song Hot Potato.
Yep.
Now, that's one of the songs that I know that's about a hot potato. Can you think of any other ones? Because that's certainly one of the songs that's about a game and a potato in one.
Brick. Ben Folds 5.
Okay, well, let's start again. All right, now let's see if that's going. Okay, I think we're rolling.
Homer!
Oh, Marge, come on, I'm in the middle of the podcast.
Homer, you can't podcast in the middle of church.
Oh, what's Reverend Lovejoy going to do about it? He's going to come down here and shut me up. That's invading on my freedom of speech.
So in this, Homer's an MRA, yeah?
Marge Homer, I was seeing that you have your Zoom H6 out in my church, and I'm going to ask you to put that away unless you're interested in mentioning stamps.com. Jesus lives! Welcome to the God Palace.
With stamps.com, sending packages from your at-home business is easy.
Hey, Homer! Are you podcasting in the church again? I was just getting ready to do a mukbang out of the parking lot.
Come on, Bond. Get out of there. How about a nice cold duff?
Oh, well, drinking a duff in church, now I have seen it all.
Won't somebody please think of the subscribers?
Hey, Lois, this church is pretty crazy, huh?
Pina, get back to our channel.
I don't know what she really sounds like except saying Pina.
Oh, Pina. Stewie, now get down from that cross.
The worst things happen to me. I'm Meg. Hey, somebody insult me. I love it.
Blast. Sister's gotten all the attention again. I'll have to get up with this Jesus man and infer myself onto his lowercase t.
Woof, woof, woof. I'm writing my novel. Woof, woof, woof.
Yes, and separate to that, I'm Brian the dog.
You can't just, like, do the ones that I've just done really good.
Well, you didn't say your name, so you obviously didn't
woof,
claim
Brian. Woof, woof.
I'm well, no, I said it. Oh, they seem to be in some kind of impression off. Oh, I sure wish I was hugging my wife, Marge.
It's me, Archer.
Yeah, and it's me, Bob's Burgers. I'm Mr. Burgers. So, Jane, don't do that. It's no, me. Jane, come on.
It's me, Adventure Time. Oh, there's a spooky bubblegum ball up my butthole. There's a spooky bubblegum ball. He's wearing shoes up my butthole. There's a deer. Oh, no, there's 100 deer, and they're all green. They got their legs are too long, and I'm scared. And I'm probably not pole dancing, but I'm, like, swinging on them like vines. They're deer, and they're clouds as well, and it's silly. I'm Adventure Time.
And we do actually like that show.
Homer!
So. Yes, honey. Oh, why don't we just drive home? Oh, so glad we're at home. Now I can podcast in peace. Now let me just open this door and welcome the first guest to my podcast. Click. Ricky Gervais! Oh, star of The Office and The Invention of Lying, my favorite movie. You'd think I invented lying the way I'm reviewing that movie.
Sorry, you want me to come on here and just talk about the things that you want to talk about? Because, sorry, I think that actually Osama bin Laden probably had a huge cock.
Oh, he'll say anything.
Probably had a big cock, didn't he, that he loved to use to
that seems likely.
Oh, he'd use his big cock to fuck Ford vehicles up the tailpipes, wouldn't he?
Oh, he's putting Ford in their place as well.
Welcome. Well, anyway, welcome. What the Simpos, what the Simptons, what the Simpsons.
So that's how Homer and Marge have a podcast sketch. Don't have a cow.
Let's start again.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You see all the pictures of the COVID masks just lying all over London?
Oh, boy.
Just all over the fucking ground.
No, I didn't. Unlike you, Demi, with your depression, my morning routine doesn't involve in rolling over to one side, picking up my phone and typing in shit to make me feel bad so I can stay depressed.
I know for a fact that that's literally what you do.
It is.
That's so.
I was like, that's
such
so
a
crazy.
Fucking lie.
So crazy for me to do an attempted facetious joke, but then it just revealed earlier that I was looking at circumcision grief subreddits.
But it's also like I'm never even looking for that stuff. I want to be happy, and it's like I'm honey, and all these fucking ants of depression just want to suck my tits or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Ants love to suck the tits of honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. You All you want to do is what all girls want to do, which is look at black and white gift sets of young
soft,
ladies being...
Soft sex.
Yeah, being gently held.
Yeah.
You love that stuff.
Yeah, two women kissing.
You'd love to get on Tumblr and watch looping 3-minute gifs of like a hand stroking a back or whatever. That's what ladies
three
love.
3-minute gifs. Why isn't that a video? Why does it have to be a gif?
I don't know. Don't want that sound, I guess.
I just like watching that one. It's not like a cat video in the sense that people talk about cat videos, but it's a video about a little cat parade. Really like that.
That's good.
That video makes me happy.
You really return to that one. In the same way that I return to that video of that tech guy talking about how his wife left him.
Yeah.
And even though he has a kid and he loves that little guy.
Yeah. Love that guy.
Sometimes the thing that I do, and this... I'm showing my whole ass here, is just trying to think
of
a phrase.
Oh, wow, I love that thing. Look at it. Oh, hey. Wait, let me blow across the top of it. Wow.
Oh, okay, I thought you were
showing
doing
that whole ass, huh?
I thought you were...
That rim makes a beautiful sound.
Well, you're going to love it when I'm filled a little bit less with water. I'm pissing as you do it. No, I was just thinking about what it would be nice if one day you took off someone, like someone took off my underpants and then like opened up my balls and like blew the dust off them to imply they haven't been used in a while.
Wait, blew the dust like
out of
them?
Like an old book.
What if we like opened the top of your balls and a moth came out?
It'd be good also if someone put their lips to my butthole and blew and dust came out my donk.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, sometimes I just try and think of like, I feel like this is something you'd say. This is a funny thing to hear in a YouTube video. And so I type in, like, my wife left me or whatever. Yeah.
There's that good one where the guy's sniffing whiskey, but he's like, oh, I can't. My sniffer's not really working. You can see things are kind of, like, in disarray behind me. Susie leaving. Susie's leaving me. And then she's in the background of the video.
Leaving him as he's
leaving him
out
as
his fancy
he's doing
whiskey.
The whiskey video.
It's a good vid. Really changed the whole temperature of some people. Did we show Alice Sneddon that video live?
Maybe. We also cast a spell on her.
Yeah.
She's still flying around Edinburgh, can't get down.
We should check in on her.
Nope.
Okay. We should, we should only talk to each other.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Hell yeah.
Each other and my therapist.
I don't like that. We each get one veto of people that we can't talk to.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, I don't like them. I don't like what this person is trying to do to you. You're fine.
Okay.
You just need to be happy. So it's like, it's not that hard. You know?
Okay. Let me try.
Okay. See how easy that was?
No, I didn't like it.
Okay.
Let me go back.
Okay.
That's better.
Yeah, that's so much better. Oh, I'm depressed.
What do you
Time
mean?
To go make some great art or whatever depressed people do.
Oh, I thought you were trying to give me a compliment and I was really confused about what kind of fucking art I've made.
In my head, that's something that depressed people do. Depressed people love to make art that hints at why they're depressed and stuff, and they like to, you know, do...
And what do I do?
Reach people. Interesting. And how to navigate this.
Yeah.
Demi, if I had to say what you do...
Yeah, what do I do?
You get up around noon or...
That's generous.
Well, you get up... The alarms start around noon. That's something I've noticed is that you have a consistent 12 p.m. alarm that you then sleep for several hours.
Yeah.
And then... you get up, then you kind of announce that you have a job you need to do, and that'll lead to some pottering around the apartment. You'll discover a chore that needs to be done, or in some cases, one that doesn't need to be done, and you'll do that. You'll sit down, kind of maybe put something on the TV. Get out your laptop, then kind of... After a while, you'll open a few tabs. Think of some purchases you need to optimize, you know. Find something for the cat to shit in. That's something you've been doing lately is about once every 2 days you'll formulate a purchase that you need to make for the cat to do a big shit in.
Mm-hmm.
You're applying book contact to a disposable kitty litter tray for a while there, and then you realized you could just buy a metal kitty litter tray.
It's not metal, it's plastic. And there was a reason. It was a very specific size of kitty litter tray.
Yeah.
That I didn't realize came in plastic.
Mm. Anyway, so we have that now?
Yeah.
Then after you're done buying something that lets the cat shit in it, well, the time's come to walk over and bother me. You'll want to get a few good pesters in in between that and your next attempt at the task you set yourself. Inevitably a, you know, a creative one or, you know, just some, you know, work that you need to get done. Then after the pester, you'll find yourself back on the couch. You'll open up that laptop back up again and then... few gift sets that you need to get to the bottom of.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow, I feel seen.
I love you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, this has been BigSoftTitty.png.
Wait, you guys are doing a podcast here too?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, Homer and only Homer who's in the room.
Oh, boy. Oh, I'm cut off from my beautiful wife, Marge. Oh, thank goodness I have my Apple iPhone. Do, 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 do.
I fucking hate you, dude.
Marge, are you there?
Yes, Homer.
You know that my throat hurts. You know that I've got a sore throat.
Marge, I'm in the scariest place. Everyone's sad, but one of them isn't showing it.
Can we end it?
Head on over to twitch.tv/DemiLardner, twitch.tv/TomWalkerIsGood to catch our stream. Slam that follow so you know when we're going online. We're only a few minutes of podcasting away from it. Oh, are you guys doing plugs?
Ah!
Well, since you are, I have a long-running show on the Fox Network. I know, Rupert Murdoch, grr, but we're currently in our... Well, who would have known? We're in our 31st season. So you can check that out. Also, I have a friend called Peter. His show's a little bit more edgy, if you catch my drift. Have you ever seen an episode of that?
I have. It's me, Peter Griffin.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
All right. See ya.
Bye. We have a Patreon. Bye.
How are you feeling, really? Drop the act. You can be happy.
Oh, my God.
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
All right.
Piece of shit. Oh, and there he goes, pretending to press stop again. It's great. It's great. It's great work.
Stop now.
Yep, okay. Sure. Great.
Okay. Bye.
I'm looking at your hand! I'm looking at your hand!
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.